An estimated 500 million people live in China, almost four times as many people as live in the United States. And so when three Americans such as Pat, Terry, and Captain Blaze are supposedly killed, it may not mean much, but it certainly means a lot to these three to know they're still alive. Today's transcribed adventure tells us how it was they didn't die before the firing squad. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you were going to get a super football team together, you'd naturally sign up all the stars. Well, it's the same way when a company like Libby's makes an all-star juice drink, one that scores heavy with everybody's taster. Libby picks the stars, and in the case of Libby's super extra swell tomato juice, that's the exact story. Only juice from prize tomatoes ripened on the vine, real stars of the garden, are used. And to give that prize garden fresh juice the extra care it deserves, Libby carefully cans it pronto, so none of that rich-tasting, mouth-watering flavor escapes. Boy, oh boy, my tongue's practically hanging out for a glassful right now. I wish I were home like you are. I'd make a beeline to the refrigerator and help myself to a big glass of Libby's tomato juice. It's so doggone good, it gives you important vitamins, too. Now, for instance, Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C. It's also a swell source of vitamin A, but that's not all. Libby's tomato juice also contains vitamins B1 and G. So make sure you've always got some of this grand-tasting juice in the icebox. It's a pepper-upper the whole family will go for. Just be certain Mother asks for Libby's tomato juice. L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The big truck clatters and rumbles down the Burma Road, bound for a nearby river. In the back of the truck lie three figures whose heads are covered by hoods. These three figures were stood up in the truck, and three of the Dragon Lady's men acted as a firing squad. The figures toppled over. The truck pulled away. Then things began to happen. Young Terry knew he'd not been shot, and when the hood was raised from his face, he saw the worried, frightened face of Connie peering at him.
Connie!
I'm not dead. Nothing happened. They shot at us, but they missed me. Yeah, they must have missed Pat, too. And perhaps Captain Blaze. I was so frightened, I fell over anyway. They must have thought we were guards. I wonder how all this happened. Hurry up, Connie. I don't know how you got here, but cut the ropes on my wrist, will you?
Can do.
Good. And now let's get after Pat and Captain Blaze.
We all check up almost as good as new, but I don't get it.
Connie can explain, perhaps.
I know you can. I got a hunch you were back of this life-saving expedition, Connie. Let's wait until we get clear of this truck.
Can do. But suggest driver of this truck be embraced by throat before we reach river.
Can do that, too.
Say, we're bouncing along at a good clip, Pat. They must be in a hurry to get rid of us.
Either that or the driver is anxious to get this job over with.
Now, I've been keeping an eye on him. He hasn't looked back in here once.
Well, why should he? He thinks we're dead pigeons. Didn't we stand up in the truck and didn't three of the Dragon Lady's men fire at us? And didn't we... Say, if that driver finds out we're alive, we could grab him. No trouble at all.
Yeah, but there's only a small opening from here to the driver's seat. We can't reach him from here.
Let the blighter alone. He's got to stop the truck sometime, and when he does, we'll frighten the wits out of him. Meanwhile, let's lie down here and collect our own. Observation, I still can't figure out how he wasn't killed.
Connie knows, and Connie will tell us.
That is so. But story can wait.
Right, the story can wait. We've got a problem on our hands.
We'll get out of this truck all right, my lads.
We can't jump out, Captain. We're going too fast. We'd be injured, sure.
You slow down, so we will.
Well, then he'd better start soon. We're going downhill.
River is not far.
Yep. The river is at the bottom of this hill. Take a quick look, Patrick. See how the road turns sharp-like?
Uh-huh.
Well, the river is straight ahead. A drop of 50 feet over a cliff.
He's slowing down. I wonder what he's going to do. Look! The driver jumped out. Now no one's at the wheel.
What?
Nobody is driving, and very fast, too.
He jumped clear of the truck. He wants to send the truck and us into the river.
We can't jump now. Too fast. We'd be killed.
It's sink or swim, madame. Get ready for a high dive.
Oh, it's wet. Is the river come crash.
Jump clear of the truck. We're going over.
right, Terry?
Yeah. Guess so. Where's Blaine? Connie.
Blimey. Water steady. So it is. Come on. I can't swim so good, but I can float. Let's head for shore.
Go ahead. You think you can make it?
If I can, I'll float. I'm a floating fool. So I am.
Where's Connie? I don't see.
Oh, Connie is pushing his boat.
He's going down. I'll get him. I got you, boy. Don't fight me. That's it. Okay. Just take it easy. We'll make it. Sure isn't far.
All right, Pat. Everything okay?
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Thunderation. If I was a Boy Scout, I'd be able to make a fire.
Not even a Boy Scout could make a fire around here. Boy, it's chilly. And these wet clothes don't help. How's Connie, Pat?
He's okay. Let him rest a moment. Drank a lot of that river water. Guess he thought it was a lot easier than trying to swim.
Connie can't swim a stroke.
Yeah, so we found out.
And neither could that truck. It was one of the best trucks I ever stole off of the Burma Road, so it was. Blast me, but that makes me mad. A truck in the middle of a river don't do nobody no good.
Well, I'd trade a truck for a good hot bonfire right now. And swim in the river wasn't so pleasant.
I'm so sorry for riding chug wagon, end up topside in river.
Nothing to be sorry for, Connie. It's all over, and I'm sure glad we're all together.
Sure thing, Connie. We must have 9 lives like a cat. This is the second time in 24 hours that we've almost lost our lives and bobbed up safe and sound.
It's the truth, so help me. But how did we get by that firing squad? That's what I'd like to know. Well,
Connie, you know the story. What is it?
You better let Connie rest.
Oh, no, Mr. Ryan Pot. Connie is Ox Spring.
Yes, let's have it.
Is Dragon Ready men busy hunt for Connie? Is Connie not hide, but sit on steps?
You mean the Dragon Lady's men were searching everywhere for you, and you were right in front of them, sitting on the steps?
Is so. They never look see under noses.
Well, I'll be... Go on.
When Mr. Terry, Ryan Pot, and Captain Brazer make prisoner and stool in chug wagon, Connie fix boom bullets for personal insight.
Thunderation, why doesn't he talk so I can understand him?
Well, it's all very simple, Captain. Connie says that when we were made prisoners and forced to stand in the truck, well, Connie did something to the bullets. To the bullets of the men who shot at us. Right, Connie?
Oh. Is so.
Oh, now I begin to understand. Connie, did you remove the bullets from those 3 rifles and take out the lead?
Is make blanks. Boom bullets. But no killing, perhaps.
So that's what you did, huh? And those men didn't know, but they fired blanks at us.
Iso.
Yeah, fine, but say, suppose something had happened at the last moment. Suppose the rifles had been changed or other men were detailed to be the firing squad. What then?
Then you would be gone to join your ancestors, and Connie's river would be torn with sympathy.
You mean to say we escaped with our lives by the skin of our teeth?
Just think, Pat. 3 rifles with 3 blanks. Any little thing might have changed that. I'm weak all over, golly. Boy, we had all the luck.
And Connie, you certainly saved our lives.
It is so. But, Mr. Ryan Pat, you saved Connie's miserable life in the river. Is fine work for thank you.
Boy, oh boy. I don't want that kind of a close shave again.
3 blanks, golly. I can't get over it. Well, then what did you do, Connie? I know what we did. We just naturally flopped when the shots rang out.
Yeah, Connie. How did you get into the truck?
Oh, well, easy, Walter. Connie climb in when nobody's rook. Connie was hide on the seat before anybody is think to rook.
Well, it's a grand world, even if me teeth are doing a jig inside me whiskers. Blast me. I'm glad to be alive and kicking, so I am. Me thanks to you, Connie, me lad.
Same here, Connie.
Yes, and you can say that again. Yes, you can say that again and thank heaven for our good fortune.
Aye, but we're not clear of this mess yet, men.
Well, we have one big advantage. So far as the Dragon Lady and her gang are concerned, we're going gander.
Yep, dead as doornails.
You don't suppose the driver of the truck found out we were alive, do you?
No. No, he was glad to ditch the truck in the river and walk back to his pals. No, he'll tell them how he ran the truck in the river and us with it.
Which is true, only we're still alive.
As for April and Cheery Blaze, well, it seems like our first job is to get them free of the Dragon Lady.
Oh, goodness awful. Is it must go tipsy toes back to trouble?
Well, I like the way you put it, Connie. Tipsy toes back to trouble. Yes, that's the thing to do. We have no choice.
Well, if these duds will dry out, I'm willing to sneak back and raise a racket.
Yeah, we've got to get back. Yeah, I wish we had help.
You know, I wonder if that carrier pigeon got through with our message. We've heard nothing from the Army so far.
Let's not depend on outside help, Patrick. The Army has its hands full with the invaders. And we're just four blokes out of 500 million people in this here China.
That's true. Well, then, let's become night raiders. As long as the Dragon Lady, Sing Sing, and the others think we're dead, let's make use of that. We can get back to your place by nightfall, Captain. We can find a way to slip in the tunnel, perhaps.
No, no, my lads. I think I can dip up a better stunt than that. Just give me time to think. Under cover of night, we ought to scare the hides off of them so-and-sos.
Well, how do you feel, Connie? Think it can walk?
Oh, can walk, perhaps, but run is out of question.
Now, we'll take it easy. We've got all day.
Yeah. We're not far from your headquarters, are we, Cap?
4 or 5 miles. Let's get started. And unless I'm mistaken, we'll feel a lot better and very soon, so we will.
Well, after what's happened, I'd say we were saved because we have more work to do. Something greater than luck or Connie saved us. We ought to sit here just a moment in silence and just be thankful.
Yes, our friends were saved and almost by a miracle. And they are thankful. And so I'm sure when they set out on the Burma Road, the road back to Captain Blaze's headquarters, they'll do all they can to rescue April Kane and Cheery Blaze from the Dragon Lady. In just a moment, I'll give you a hint of what to expect. Say, for instance, you were here in the studio right now, and say I offered you a choice of Libby's tomato juice or Libby's pineapple juice. It wouldn't matter much which you took. You'd get a treat in either case. As an example of Libby's way of assuring you a wonderful, super delicious drink, let's take Libby's tomato juice. Pressed from prize tomatoes, carefully canned, quick, Libby protects the garden goodness. No wonder Libby's is rich in flavor and in vitamins. Tell Mother you want Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice often. Now, tomorrow brings good fortune and surprises to Terry, Pat Ryan, and the others. Captain Blaze promises them food, shelter, and new clothing. But the next time we meet our companions, they'll look far different. Now, just wait and see. And so until tomorrow, when new transcribed adventures await you, goodbye.